All righty. It is a beautiful day. It's a comfortable day. We're at about 61 degrees on our way to 80 with sunshine. We could live with weather like this forever, although I know we like the seasons and all of that. But this is pretty spectacular, pretty spectacular for sure. The only thing that's tough out there is going somewhere to enjoy this weather, whether it's going up to Mackinac Island where, you know, Sean's got his treetops hat on. I mean, there's so many great places to visit on a day like this heading into what should be, I hope, a nice weekend. But it's the doggone gas prices that are causing some problems for people. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy petroleum analyst, who you now see everywhere. Did you ever realize how popular you would be? You would become in this job?
Boy, Paul, you know what? For all the wrong reasons. I'd love to talk about lower prices. I'm kind of tired about talking about high prices.
Well, then that's what we're talking about now, lower prices. You know, 18 cents was a joke, 18.4 cents. However, if it gets rolling the right way and the states get involved and all of that, all of a sudden we're close to 50 cents, which starts to get closer to saving some real money at least.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, will the state, will Governor Whitmer offer some state tax relief? And by the way, the federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't been touched since 1993. Most states have a state gas tax that far exceeds the federal gas tax. And that's why, you know, I tweeted yesterday, it's not really about this 18.4 cents. I mean, you're going to save a couple bucks to fill up, big whoop. But when the state gets involved, if Michigan waives its taxes, that's where I start to see dollar signs. We could be down closer to $4 if the state were to waive its gas tax.
I actually saw, day before yesterday, I'm going to say it was a Shell station across from Mr. C's car wash that for cash had gas for less than $5 a gallon. If you paid cash. And I hadn't seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
That's
the sad reality of where we are, too.
Yeah, it sure is. And any way that we can save money in this area is like a tax cut. Those have been talked about. Other tax cuts, even somebody running for governor saying they get rid of the state tax and all of that, that's got to grab attention. Patrick DeHaan, a moment ago you said, save 18 cents, that's a big whoop. Where did that expression come from? Any idea? Where did that? Sean's going to look, and Ann's going to look here. Kim will look. Everybody will look. Big whoop.
That's like the great mystery of why stations charge $3.999, right? The nine-tenth of a penny mystery.
Yes, yeah. The nine-tenth of a penny mystery. I love the way you put all these things. That's why you are Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy petroleum analyst, and why you're in great demand. It's not just for the bad news, although unfortunately most of the news you've had lately is bad. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, yeah, let's be optimistic this morning.
Yes, we're trying.
You know, the wholesale price of gasoline continues to come down. So, you know, oftentimes I'm pessimistic, but as we move towards July 4, we're going to continue to see prices coming down.
Which is unusual in that prices usually go up when you start to get into those holidays because of the usage. A lot more people are using gas, and prices generally go up one way or another. This is nice to know they're coming down. I mean, coming down from $5, but they're coming down, and that's good news. Now, when the president calls upon the petroleum industry to stop taking the profits, I don't quite understand what he's talking about other than obviously they make more money when more people are spending more money on gasoline. But what's that have to do with that 18.4% that the federal government does control?
You know, I think the president, I would hope he's getting some bad information on what drives prices. As you mentioned, oil companies, they do better when prices are higher, just like you and I do better when the housing market is hot. But there's a lot of same, you know, characteristics right now. There's just a shortage of supply. There's too many buyers trying to fill their tank, essentially, and that pushes prices up. And the only way to get around that How do you lower home prices? Well, you can raise interest rates, I suppose, and that'll throttle people back. Just like gas prices are going up, supposed to throttle people back. But the other thing you can do is increase the amount of supply of things like oil, gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. But that's where we're struggling as a nation, is we just don't have enough refining capacity because of things like COVID that shut down some of that refining capacity. But Michigan's former Secretary Granholm, Michigan's former governor, I should say, Secretary Granholm, is going to be talking to refiners today. That's what President Biden had said. I'm going to be very curious to see if anything positive comes from that, because we need to potentially incentivize oil companies to bring that capacity online. We can't just shake our fist and that magically works.
Patrick, can our listeners find you online or somewhere to follow what your sage wisdom?
Yeah, I'm happy to have anyone talk to me online via my Twitter. Gas Buddy Guy is usually where I make the most racket.
Gas Buddy Guy. Love it. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate everything you do for us.
My pleasure, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy Petroleum Analyst, Gas Buddy Guy, is his Twitter handle. As we continue on this beautiful Thursday morning at 7:45.